This is Congressman Bob Dole with our radio report from Washington. I'm certainly pleased to have as a very special guest today Rich Hawkins, who's a radio man in his own right from Atwood, Kansas, but more particularly at this time, just recently returned from a six-month visit to India, in fact, from several different states in India. And I thought perhaps that since the Indian food crisis is a matter of concern not only to the Indian people, but to the world, and specifically the Congress, because just last week we passed a resolution in the House Committee on Agriculture ratifying the initiative taken by President Johnson to supply some 6.5 million tons of food grain to India. I think it's particularly interesting to have Rich in the studio today. And first of all, Rich, we certainly welcome you back.
Well, thanks. It's really good to be home.
You've been home, what, about, 24 hours the time we make this broadcast. I think it'd be interesting to the people in Kansas, Rich. You've had more firsthand experience in India with agriculture than any of us. You've been there 6 months, which isn't a long time, but you certainly have some impressions. I visited the White House last Wednesday morning and heard the president tell us of the need for acting quickly to help India before people start starving to death. Now, do you have any impressions on the general agricultural picture in India? Why is it that they're so short of food?
Well, they're short of food mainly because they've had a bad crop year. There's been a bad drought, especially in the West, in some of the better crop-producing areas, where they normally expect a carryover that they can give to the states that don't produce so much food grain. This year and the year past, they've had very little rainfall. Now, in the last state where I stayed, in Rajasthan, they had 8 inches of rain this past year. Their normal rainfall is about 35 inches. So they couldn't grow any crop at all, and a lot of fertile cropland was practically desert. Now, they should have 2 cropping seasons a year, and sometimes 3 if they have adequate moisture. So this means that they didn't get even 1 crop where they should have had 3 during this past year. And as a result, no people are starving, thanks to United States aid. But the cows are starving, and a lot of the land is open to this soil erosion because it doesn't have any cover crop on it. And the surplus crops that would have been sold to other areas haven't been grown. And so in those areas that don't produce enough food for themselves, they don't have any food grains except what they're getting from the United States.
Do you find, Rich, that the Indian people generally recognize that this is American aid, that it is American generosity, or do they know where the aid comes from?
Well, these people are pretty smart. These village people may not have the kind of formal education that most of us have, but they know where the help is coming from, and they're greatly appreciative of the help that we give them, whether it's technical assistance or grants and aid or food grains. And I think they probably appreciate the food grains most because that's a real vital necessity to them. Food grains make up almost their total diet.
Well, I know I was impressed with the statement by the president that enough people could potentially starve in India. In other words, more people could starve there if we don't do something than we have in the entire country of Vietnam that we're struggling for right now. And he also pointed out that there has been some development in agriculture in India. They are producing more today than they were, say, in 1950 or 1960. Do you find this to be true also?
I think that India is undergoing a revolution. Let me use the words of Mrs. Indira Gandhi, whom I talked to last week. She said, like an awakening giant, a nation stirs up a lot of dust as it begins to get to its feet. So we see a lot of the clouded issues that are being stirred up now as this country is making progress. And they've just been independent for a very short time, since 1947. But in that time, they started getting to their feet. Now, I've seen the agricultural research that they're doing, and this is prompted by American aid, but it's being done by Indians. And the Indian government itself is so concerned that they've set up a whole extension training program to reach the villagers, as well as their special service for research and development in agriculture. And they're doing a lot of things on their own. In some phases of research, I think they're maybe just a little bit ahead of us. Now, the gap is that they haven't gotten this to the farmers yet, but they're working on it very hard.
Well, Richard, I certainly thank you, and I'm sorry we only have a 5-minute program, but I think I should point out that you We're in India under the auspices of the International Farm Youth Exchange Program, and certainly this is one of the fine programs we have in America. I know your friends and your boss back at KXXX are looking forward to your return, as are your parents and others. And again, I thank you, Richard, for giving us some firsthand information about the crisis in India.
Thank you, Bob.